Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The following is a presentation of the Eastern Michigan Sports Network.
Spins by the feet. He's to the 10, the 5. Touchdown.
What a tackle!
Seven up the middle to the 5 into the end zone. Touchdown, Eastern Michigan!
Straight from the 734, it's the Blue Cross Blue Shield Eastern Insider Podcast. Presented by The Foaling Warehouse. Your weekly chance to get in on the action. Now, let's send it to the guys on the inside of it all. Greg Steiner and Tom Helmer.
Holiday season quickly upon us, and boy, oh boy, do we have a gift for you. It's the final episode of 2023 and the Eastern Insider. We're not going away, Tom. It's just a little holiday break.
First of all, I don't like the way you rolled that out, because here's your gift, our last podcast of 2023. You're making it sound like we're giving you guys a break for a couple weeks, which we are, but we want the audience to crave these podcasts, not like it's a gift that we're not showing up for a couple weeks.
Well, it's the gift of like, oh, they can go back and listen to old episodes.
That they can do.
Or you get that, like, when you haven't had sugar in a while and you're like, oh, I got to have that Tom Helmer craving. This is your way.
You and I are sugar.
Oh, yeah. So sweet.
We're that sweetness you need, baby.
Oh, yeah.
And the holiday season is on us like a freight train
right
now.
Once it's in the bloodstream, you can't get us away.
Well, you and I were at the mall this weekend.
We were.
Not together.
We didn't even know about it. That was the crazy thing. It's like, you told me. You were like, well, we're at the mall. And I was like, we were too. But it's not Briarwood. We had to go an hour away to almost find each other.
Yeah, I go to the mall about once every year or 2 years, and it doesn't necessarily have to be Christmas. And the wife that morning was like, I'm going to have to go to Somerset Mall and return something. Would you like to go with me? I thought, you know what? I'll go with you. Yeah. And then we asked the kid, like, no, we're not. No. Drew went to football practice to help out with the team. And
they were probably
Abby's
both
like
people
wait,
go to
the house
malls?
Alone for about 4 or 5 hours. Yeah. You two old people have a good time.
Yeah. Meanwhile, we went to a holiday house tour and then went to the mall. But it was
not just any house.
Yes. Not just any house. We went to Meadowbrook Hall on Oakland's campus. Because
why did I think Meadowbrook Hall was a concert venue?
I think there is a concert venue up that way that is also Meadowbrook or Pine Knob or something that way. I don't know.
This
I don't,
is what I like to
I
do
don't
too.
Spend a whole lot of my time in Oakland.
Meadowbrook
County.
Hall, you said it's like an 88,000 square foot house.
Oh, yeah.
Worth going to?
Absolutely. It was an enormous house. I mean, it's well constructed. You would think 1920s architecture, like they might have not had some modern conveniences. Oh, they had all the things that you could
what
think
would be
of
a
right
modern
now.
Convenience of the 1920s?
Well, they had. I wouldn't have thought they had electrical outlet wiring and things like just like we think about. Yeah, they were well
knob
constructed.
And tube yeah. type old yeah electrical lights. No ice box. They that probably was more the 30s.
Yeah,
but they were rich enough. Maybe.
Yeah, they were rich enough. They had that stuff. They had like butler pantries, all those things that I know you have in your house, anyways. But
well, I mean, I've had a house with a quote unquote butler's pantry. But it was like a walkthrough to get from the kitchen to the dining room. I mean, I don't know what you class, what would be a 1920s butler's pantry? Is like a huge like back kitchen?
Or yeah, what? Where he actually like would live and stay.
Though. Oh, the butler would
yeah,
stay there.
He would actually
yeah.
stay there.
Yeah,
like,
I haven't had a butler. That'd be pretty cool though.
It would be. Like that Seinfeld, remember when he was writing the pilot and he thought he was going to have a butler after he was sentenced to somebody having to hit their car, right?
My butler, yeah. Elaine, the Lane character wants to borrow him.
Exactly.
Not Elaine, but the one that played the fake Elaine, you know what I'm talking about, in the sitcom.
I know, but yeah. Some of our more recent listeners might not know, so it's good to clarify.
You know what? It's funny, as you get older, what people you assume know or do not know, like Pearl Jam was on at the gym today. Some people are like, I don't, you know, like that's, my dad knows that song. I'm like, yeah, I don't know Pearl Jam. How do you not know Pearl Jam? Or the guys from Jackass, like right. Johnny Knoxville.
Yeah.
Knoxville. Johnny Knoxville, Steve-O. There were some people at the gym, like college age, like, I have no idea who you're talking about. Like, you have no idea who I'm talking about? Like, they just put out the fourth movie not long ago. That's kind of stuff as you get older. Until Kevin Costner did Yellowstone, there was a large group of people who were like, who? Because he had a role for a while. Field of Dreams.
Dances with Wolves.
Dances with Wolves, yeah. I mean, he...
For Love of the Game.
What's the other baseball movie? The Durham Bulls. Why am I blanking on the name of that movie?
Bull Durham.
Bull Durham, yes. He had a great run for a while. And then he kind of went silent for a while. And then Yellowstone comes up. Now everybody knows who Kevin Costner is.
Ebbs and flows. Well, and now everything's on Netflix. You can go... I'm not sure how we got on this tangent. But yeah, now you can watch anything, anytime, anywhere. So yeah, he's always popular.
Yeah, he's back.
Yeah, so much like we are. Back to the
We got way off the rails on this one.
We were way off the rails. But bring it back here. It was a lighter week for EMU athletics, which allowed you and I to get out. We did have the Friday night game, home game for men's basketball. Good to see Oakland on the schedule. A tough Oakland club that we've already last week talked about. It knocked some people off. But this is an Eastern team that will again get tested this week when they head across town to Ann Arbor to take on a Wolverine club that just hung 90 on Iowa. So you're going to have to rebound quick and kind of put that Oakland message in and get ready for the Wolverines. But it's been a while since they've played them after they kind of said, we're not going to play Michigan over in Ann Arbor. Of course, last year we did it at LCA. Yeah.
Which I think, I don't know if Michigan is as good as they were a year ago. And I do think Eastern's better than they were a year ago in what was a tightly contested game at Little Caesars Arena that Amani Bates really dominated for the most part for Eastern Michigan. But it wouldn't stun me if Eastern went into Ann Arbor and had a great showing in that game and even possibly shocked some people and knocked off the Wolverines. Having said that, they're coming off probably one of their worst games of non-conference play, losing to Oakland. They weren't good at second chance opportunities as far as getting rebounds, loose balls on the floor. Tyson Acuff got shut down as far as Tyson Acuff is concerned. When you're a guy that had five straight games of 23 points or more, he struggled to score. And that's one of the problems Eastern's got to solve sooner than later. When Acuff's getting double teamed, who's the guy? Is it Osoniak? You know, is it you're going to work inside? Who's the guy that's going to pick up the points when Acuff starts getting staggered a little bit? And I don't think they have the answer to that question yet.
No, Yusuf Jihad had 15 points against his former team in Oakland. But you look at it, outside of Acuff, only three players went to the free throw line. Mm-hmm. And you got to pound the paint because that's what Oakland did to you. 44 point paints.
What was interesting, too, though, is at a point in the first half, Oakland was outscoring Eastern Michigan in the paint 10-2. But by the time they went to halftime, it was 14-10. So Eastern was getting better back in the paint. But in the second half, Oakland started to reassert their dominance in the paint there. And when you end up playing teams like Akron and some of these other guys, when you got Freeman that plays inside, you've got to be better inside. And I think part of that is Kirill Martinoff has to get angrier in the paint when they use him in there. He's got to be more aggressive. He's got to be more assertive. If he can do that and take a step forward, it's really going to help Eastern Michigan's inside game.
Max schedule, before we know it, will be upon us. But Ball State, so far, leading the way, 8-2. Kent State, 7-3. And then Akron is 6-3, right there with BG. Akron's going to get a little dose, though, as they get the addition of Ali back.
Right.
After he was granted NCAA eligibility after having transferred to Butler and then didn't play. So he's back for John Gross and company.
Did you see the ending of the Akron?
Where they drove the court and had to slam dunk at the end?
Right before the buzzer.
Oh.
It was Freeman that threw it down, but that's Akron's able to do that type of stuff. Also, non-conference records are fake. Like, you can be 8-2. Like, who you played, though?
That's true.
If you're top of the heap, like if you're playing, you know, Like Oakland came in here and they were like a 500 record, but they'd played Ohio State. They'd played Illinois. They'd played some bigger programs, which skews it a bit.
Yeah, you're right. You look at, just not to single them out, but Ball State, for example, Rose Holman, Goshen, Oakland.
Rose Holman?
Yeah.
Is that an individual or a school?
I'm sure it probably
Rose
was
Holman?
Individual, but it's
is that
school
even
now.
Division three?
It is D3, yeah.
And they're in in their conference? DeVry, ITT Trucking? I've never heard of Rose Holman.
Bluffton's in their conference, actually. So,
the mighty
Bluffton Beavers.
The Beavers of Bluffton.
Yep. You don't walk into the dam and just come out with a win.
The dam.
So they've also had Oakland City and Bellarmine, which
Oakland
is a trans
city.
Yes, Oakland City.
Boy, we're learning a lot. There's some names. They didn't play East West?
Not yet.
Okay.
Still, maybe they'll.
That's an actual school in Chicago.
Over the Christmas
East
break.
West yeah. University.
Kent's and Akron have played a little bit more teams, but yeah.
But that's the thing.
Maybe
like,
inflated schedule.
It doesn't start until January 2nd.
Correct.
When you go down to play Bowling Green. The records are whatever they are. Lamonta Stone, I talked to him before the game, and he said, listen, Art, I really thought we were in a position with this schedule and this team as we form, it'd be nice win 8 games. I don't think they're going to get there because they'd have to sweep out now
right.
to get the 8 wins. But they'll win 7.
Yeah, because you look at it.
They're going to beat Hampton.
Yep.
They're going to beat Northwood.
Yeah, Northwood. Women have Saginaw coming up as well over the holiday break. The women will continue their road trip. 1-7 right now, but have been on this endless road trip. As they were most recently at Southern Indiana. They also played Lindenwood over the weekend. And they'll get IUPUI coming up on Friday before they take their holiday break on that side of the basketball ledger. Tom will have coverage coming up on Saturday. He and I will be reunited once more on the radio as we'll be courtside at the Chrysler Center. I'm in.
All right.
Booked it.
You and I at Chrysler, calling basketball.
And then we'll have the Hampton matchup on the 21st, a 1 p.m. start right here at the George Gervin Game Above Center as the Pirates come to town. Last time Hampton came to town was the year they had that magical run. And remember, they were the 15 seed and upset. I forget who it was, out in Boise. Yeah, that was the last time they came to town.
Well, it doesn't mean they're going to be.
Hey, lightning strikes twice sometimes. Does it?
I don't know. Yeah. So they got Hampton. Okay. Yeah. And then they finish up with Northwood, and then you're into the Bowling Green part of the schedule.
Yep.
I've liked their non-conference schedule. I did say to Stan Heath, I said, a 1 o'clock Thursday game, December 21st? He's like, got to get home for Christmas, man. Got to get.
Yeah,
players got to get home. Like, all right. You can still get home after a 6 p.m. tip, but
hey, like I said,
play the middle of the day and move on. Then, of course, December 23rd, it's bowl time.
It's
baby.
Bowl time. It's
South Alabama, Eastern Michigan.
Mardi Gras meeting gridiron action. I was there last week. It'll be a good time. Right now, don't forget, you can buy your tickets. But the other big thing is we need all the alums and people who are coming to make sure they're buying their official bowl tailgate package, which will include free drink, as well as all-you-can-eat buffet, tailgate games, live DJs, and TVs, just steps from Hancock-Whitney Stadium. It'll be a great time. You can party with the Eagles right outside.
I thought you said we need people that aren't going to the game to buy the tailgate package.
No, we need
people
that
are going to the game to buy the tailgate package.
There'll be a watch party back here, but we need people.
So I get something to drink. I get food.
Yep.
There's TVs.
Yes.
There's everything I need.
Everything you need.
Right there in the parking lot.
In the parking lot. Steps from the stadium.
Well, that's a good deal right there.
It's a great deal. That'll start at 3 o'clock before the 6 o'clock kickoff.
Central time.
Don't want people getting confused. South Alabama, the home team normally. Eastern will be the home team, though, on the scoreboard as they get kicked out of their home locker room.
Yeah, I will be interested when we get down there, the team travels down there on the 19th, to gauge the temperature of South Alabama. Like, where are their heads in this game? First of all, you got a bowl game where you're the home team, so you really got to go nowhere. I don't know how you feel about that as a team. They've lost 2 edge rushers and their top wide receiver.
And their running back, declared for the NFL draft.
All right, so you lost some big weapons there. I wonder, you know, how fired up are you? Now, it is a home game for you in which you will be the home team. You got to dress in the away locker room. Does that infuriate you? Are you to the point in the year where you're like, all right, let's just play this bowl game and, like, let's get start building on
They've
next
never
year.
Won a bowl game, so I know that is a big deal. That is a big deal. So
they haven't been around a whole long time.
Yeah, they only started playing football in, like, 2009.
Yeah.
So not a great deep history here.
But they're looking for that first. They're one of 4,000 teams from the Sun Belt playing in a bowl game this year. So
that's right. Bowl season gets underway this Saturday as the Ohio Bobcats will be in Myrtle Beach to take on a talented Georgia Southern club. So bowl season getting underway on Saturday. This week's conversation, we sat down with Brian Dooley as he's fresh off his Disney Spirit Award. A great honor for him. And you can't talk about a nicer guy in Brian Dooley.
Brian Dooley's a great guy. He's one I did tell her in the season, I'm not going to dab him up anymore. He practically broke my hand at the start. It's like trying to dap up. You know what a dap is, right? Like the hands. Yeah. Like, yeah. You know. I got younger terminology. You know how
it is. So you're more hip than me.
Yeah, like today I'm wearing incredible drip clothing. You know what I'm saying?
No cap.
No cap. Oh man, this is the podcast with all the terminology right here, right? Yeah,
I learned that one from Chris Creighton. So
yeah, no, I remember him busting that out at Mac Media Day a few years ago. You threw me off with your no cap. I don't even. But Dooley's a guy well deserving of the award he got, and I didn't dab him up anymore because he, bam, and like my hand was like beet red. And I told him the next week, I'm like, I'm not, you're fired up for a game. You're like a grizzly bear coming at, he's huge.
He's huge.
And I'll give you a light fist bump or I will wave to you from across the field, but he's a big boy, he'll hurt you. But all the accolades he's received this year, well-deserved. And one of those guys that loves Eastern Michigan, came to EMU, played his entire career here, will walk out the door with more games played and more starts than anybody in Eastern Michigan history past City Sal this year.
And it'll never be caught ever again because there's no chance anyone will have the opportunity to come back from a pandemic and play a season and all that stuff like he has. It will never be touched.
And he's going to tie Bo Nix this year because Bo Nix has one game left.
Right.
And he got the Pac-12 title game, which put him even, and now they'll each have a bowl game, so they'll end tied. Yeah, I tried to do the math. Even if you were, you'd have to start every game 4 straight years. You would need to go to the MAC championship game all 4 years.
And be in the playoffs.
And be in the playoffs. Yeah. Yeah. To
and probably winning, going both games in the playoffs, too. You'd have to be a part of
it. So you'd have to, you'd have
well, to I guess there's not going to be 3 rounds of playoffs, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you'd have to get to the national title game pretty much every year?
Yeah.
I mean, it's doable.
It's still looking for that first natty here.
Well, it's, you know, South Alabama's looking for their first bowl win. We're looking for our first natty.
You're right.
Anything can happen.
So our conversation with Dooley to get you set for the 68 Ventures Bowl coming up on December 23rd. We'll have pregame coverage beginning at 6:30, extended pregame, which is always glorious when we get the full half hour.
I love that. I love when we did the bowl game last year, and I loved our post game with you down on the field with the microphone. We got great interviews.
We'll have all that once
after the game.
We'll have that. Plus, we'll have signing day coverage coming up from Mobile as well, as that will take place on December 20th. We'll be live up early in the Central Time Zone. We won't trouble Tom until a little later in the day, but coverage will start.
The thing is, too, like you're seeing kids. Like the committed stuff you see on Twitter is not official.
Not official. No name on paper. Yet.
Nobody has signed anything and can't until the 20th, right?
Correct.
Okay.
You cannot sign until the 20th at 7 a.m. your time.
So any quarterbacks, 4-star athletes, all that stuff, it's not, you can't even talk about them really, can you?
Not allowed to say their name.
Why?
That would be a violation.
It's a violation. So if a kid, this is the stuff I find fascinating about the NCAA. A kid says, listen, I was in the portal. I'm committing to this school. And then the school or no one can say anything about it or use their name until they've officially signed, even though the kid has said it.
Bingo.
And their parents.
Yes. I'll get a nice letter and some
What's
training.
The infraction? What's the violation? Why is that a violation? It's just one of those NCAA rules where like...
Yeah, talk to the people in Indianapolis. I'm with you. I just don't understand it. But that's the rule.
Oh, man. I don't understand the NCAA. There's one rule, and I don't know how you'll feel about this. The NCAA is looking to eliminate photo shoots on unofficial visits.
A-OK with my book.
The thought being, like, say EMU's got a top recruit, all right? And that top recruit is going to make an unofficial visit to Ypsilanti. But he's got a couple buddies that play too. And maybe they're not
as good
Division I quality, but he brings them along. Well, obviously the school wants to roll out the red carpet for the recruit and do the photo shoot and all that stuff. Then he's like, you got to take care of his buddies too. And you got to do all that editing and all that stuff for something a kid's going to put on Instagram and then forget 2 days later when he goes to visit somewhere else.
Or you could take the other idea. Bowling Green's head volleyball coach is of the belief that it's a right and a privilege to put on that uniform. You don't get to put on that and do photo shoots until your name is on that piece of paper.
I don't have a problem with that either. I realize the recruits want the uniform and all that because it's all about social media and all this, but it's gotten out of hand a little bit. Here's the thing too, is a college coach, not one here at Eastern, but one I saw on Twitter, social media, said he was telling a reporter, I prefer recruiting portal guys now over high school guys. And here's why. The portal guys know exactly what they want and there's a quick decision coming. Whereas the high school kid wants to visit schools, wants to have, these are my final 14, these are my final 8. You never know where you stand with the high school athlete. The portal guy, you know, like, listen, I play this position. You have a need. I want to play for you guys. Great. All right. I'm committing to you. I'll sign on the 20th. And it's over with. Whereas the high school guys can drag it out and it's a whole thing. But I agree with BGSU. That uniform, like, what, you go to school, you take a picture in the uniform, you put it on social media, you get your clicks, then you go to the next school and you do the same thing and you never cared about that school and you're putting on a uniform that really only the people that committed to that school should be wearing. You think it'd go over like a lead balloon if you told kids, like, we don't do photo shoots unless you put your name on it?
Yeah, I think that would hurt you, unfortunately, in the old recruiting world.
That's where we are, man.
That's where we are. This is the Eastern Insider Podcast. Before we turn it over to our interviews, we know you'll have plenty of build-up on the game. We'll have all this from Mobile next week. But what's a key right now in your mind for people thinking ahead to the bowl game?
As far as what's going to take to win the game, or what we need to do? Offense has got to find a way to move forward. All right. It's going to be difficult now because your starting quarterback went into the portal, but you have other quarterbacks on the roster, obviously. But I think it's a great time to roll out some packages maybe you haven't seen earlier in the season. Try a few things. I'd like to see a wildcat package with Samson Evans. You got to get Jalen Jackson the ball in open space and let him create out there. And South Alabama's lost players too. It's not everybody's lost players with the exception of the teams that are in the playoffs, really. And defensively, I think you're in a good spot. I know some guys have left or hit the portal, but you still have a very strong defense, and it'll be key for them. You got to keep it low scoring, though. Eastern Michigan can't get involved in a shootout with anybody. But I think if you play smart, you control the turnovers, maybe you get on the plus side of that, And a couple things bounce your way in a low-scoring game, EMU can win their second straight bowl game for the first time ever.
Well, let's hope so. It would be a nice Christmas present to bring back on that plane.
It would be nice as we get back in the early hours of Christmas Eve.
Yes, that way Tom can get ready for his big family shindig or just a nap, one of the two.
I think I can jam in both that day. Yeah. It's, you know, you get your little appetizers, you go to church, you come home. The nice thing is the kids are older now.
Yeah.
So
it's not like you have to be up at 7.
They're not as concerned about what time Santa's knocking on the door, and no one's knocking on the bedroom door at 6:30 in the morning. You know, it's like there's more of a, let's wake up at a normal hour here and see what Santa brought us.
I'm still game. I got to see what's behind under that tree.
I'm hoping, and to go back to our conversation last week, I'm hoping Santa brings you some ABC pants because I think it's going to change the way you move around the office.
They're not officially licensed by Adidas, so we'll see if I'm allowed to be
on this podcast. Okay, but Adidas makes a very good pant, too.
Okay. I haven't tried those. Maybe we need to get some.
I mean, yeah, I guess. It's hard to go on brand for everybody in the building.
They would would prefer you did.
Do they make a nice button-down collar shirt?
No, but they should.
Yeah. And
Tommy Penny, Bahama, I'm waiting for that one. So
Penny loafers, yeah. Any of that type of stuff. You know, there's certain stuff they just don't make.
They don't make it. Maybe they will in 2024.
Ba-boom! That's when we'll be back.
That's when we'll be back. So for Tom, I'm Greg. This is the Eastern Insider Podcast, presented by Blue Cross Blue Shield and the Folling Warehouse.
Are you ready? Ready to find the right care that works for you? Care that connects you to what you need anytime, anywhere, and fits best with your lifestyle? Whether it's in person or in your pajamas, online or over the phone, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan connects you to the care you need when you need it most. With the largest network of doctors and hospitals, an easy-to-use mobile app, and a 24-hour nurse line. Because we're always ready to help. Learn more about Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan at bcbsm.com.
It's here.
Folling Warehouse.
And sports will never be the same. Folling combines the best of bowling and football. But you don't have to be good at either to have a great time at the Folling Warehouse. Ipsy Ann Arbor's newest place to play is now open. 20 lanes, 2 bars, over 100 beers. The Folling Warehouse at the corner of Washtenaw and Golfside in Ypsilanti, where everyone comes to play.
There's only one place in the state of Michigan that takes you straight inside the locker room. And that's the Eastern Insider Podcast, your chance to get in on the action, bringing you more coverage than any other program in the mitten.
Hey, with Brian Dooley after the banquet, you might need a bigger car to start taking some home, all this hardware you're racking up. What does it feel like to know and be recognized so much by your teammates for all the accomplishments you've done on and off the field?
It feels great. I really try not to, ask for anything in return. I do it just to be a good teammate. I'm always looking out for my teammates just because who I am. So, it's great to finally be recognized, hopefully I left a good legacy behind.
So many teammates look up to you. Who was it that you looked up to when you started here?
I looked up to a lot. Coach Gray mentioned a lot of them during the banquet, but it's hard to say one. I'd have to give it to two guys. Jimmy Leotioa and Jeremy Hickey were probably my top two. I got here right away, and they were awesome. They taught me the ropes. They taught me the whole playbook, and I got to give it to them, man. They were awesome.
I know Coach Coughlin got pretty sentimental when he was up there on stage, and you're a guy that you've spent a lot of time with him, but you've also been through some different coaches. How much of a development is it to, one, trust him, and two, then say, okay, you're here, we're going to be in this love and war forever, and how close are you to him now because of this?
Yeah, he made me emotional as well, saying all those words. Like you said, him and I have been through some tough times. We won some games, we lost some games, but no matter what, that doesn't change how I look at, any of the coaches, especially Coach Coughlin. Our relationship, it's special. I wouldn't trade it for anybody else's. I encourage all the old linemen to always go up to the offices, say hi to them, no matter what it is. It doesn't even have to be about watching film. You just go up and talk to them. So, that relationship him and I have, it'll be forever. I know I can call him up even when I'm out of football, and he'll always be there for me.
I know you don't want to think about it, but this program hasn't known anything without you in it since 2018. I haven't known this program without it since 2018. You get one more ride. How special is this bowl trip going to be for you?
It's really special. Going back down to Mobile, I had a blast last time, so hopefully we're going to have another blast when we get down there. South Alabama, they're a good team. I've always watched them. I got one of my real good buddies on the team, and I already called them right when we got the notification that we were going down there. It's something that this team has done in a while to go back-to-back bowls, and, hopefully we get this victory. So, leaving that behind for, the classes before me. So, I think it's awesome. I can't wait for it.
I know one of my most memorable moments was seeing Coach Creighton on the back of Mike Van Hoven shirtless in a monsoon at that bowl game.
Oh, yeah.
What is the most favorite memory you have of that trip?
I would probably say the same thing. parade that they had for, I mean, I'd say it was probably a good hour. I mean, that thing was special. Seeing that many people gather around for that parade. I mean, it's unbelievable. And I mean, we still got souvenirs from that bowl game because they threw out a lot. They threw out, you know, beads, stuffed animals and all that other kind of stuff. So yeah, I'd probably say that was my favorite one. And hopefully we get to raise that trophy up and get another ring. So that should be my new favorite one. But so yeah, I'm excited for it.
This program has never been to 3 straight bowls. It's never won 2 straight bowls. I know that was something talked about, is being able to say that's the new standard. How important is it for the senior class to close out in the right way?
I mean, it means everything to us. You know, the standard is to go back to back, win this bowl game, and just keep winning bowl games after we're out of here. So the standard is to, we want to leave this legacy behind for everyone else, for them to always have fun, go back to back bowl games and keep winning, and hopefully change the standard even when we're gone.
And maybe you'll get to ride off the sunset to that that parade at Disney World.
Heck yeah, I mean, hopefully you might see us in the parade. You never know. That'd be pretty cool.
That would be pretty cool.
Circle the date on your calendar, December 23rd, as Eastern Michigan clashes with South Alabama in the 68 Ventures Bowl. Eagles versus Jaguars. Pre-game coverage kicks off at 6:30 p.m. on WEMU.
This episode of the Eastern Insider Podcast is brought to you by National Trails Bus. Safety, comfort, reliability. Come ride with us, as well as Trinity Health. Trinity Health is the preferred healthcare provider of EMU athletics. Get top-tiered orthopedic and spine care to get you back in the game, as well as Standard Printing and Design, the standard of excellence in design and print for small business.
You're listening to the Blue Cross Blue Shield Eastern Insider Podcast, presented by the Foaling Warehouse, the only show that brings you all things Eastern all the time. Now let's get back to the action with Greg Steiner and Tom Helmer.
Eagles get ready for a heavy dose of Southern hospitality as they head south for the 68th Ventures Bowl, joined by Executive Director Sherry Dial. Thanks for joining us, and thanks for inviting us back to Mobile for the second time in a few years.
Well, thanks for having me on today. I appreciate it.
People hear bowling in Mobile, they see different name now. Same Great Bowl, just maybe a new sponsor this year.
Same Great Bowl, yes. Definitely made some changes. We're not one to rest on our laurels here. We definitely still are rolling out the red carpet and the Southern hospitality for you guys, and can't wait to have you back here. Loved you guys the first time. I still brag on your players and how awesome they were, and they really just embraced the city and kind of made it their own.
How exciting has this whole adventure of a bowl been, in the aspect that this is the 25th anniversary of it, so a milestone portion for you to bring a game back here and celebrate another annual tradition that this game has become?
Yeah, it's a little wild to think that we're here now. That it's been 25 years. When we started out, we were one of 23 bowl games, and the bowl system has definitely expanded. We love being able to showcase our city and showcase what the South has to offer. I think a lot of people have different ideas of what Alabama is, and so being able to show them the coast and our seafood and everything, Mardi Gras especially, it's what we want to do.
You have the luxury or disadvantage, some people may view it, of getting South Alabama as the team that Eastern gets to play. They're playing in their home stadium. How does that create some logistical challenges for you?
It does create some challenges, but I think overall it will be a good thing. It's still a bowl game. It is still a neutral site. I will say they are definitely treating it that way, that it is an away game for them. I know that's a little hard to wrap your head around, but it is very much so how they have chosen to approach it, and we appreciate that, because at the end of the day, it is the bowl game, and they will be the visitors in the stadium. You guys will be the home team, and I think everybody's just excited.
When you look at a bowl, it's the culmination of a season of work. How do you go about making sure this is a rewarding experience for players to come?
You know, we spend all year planning that. I get asked that question all the time, like, what do you do the rest of the year? We're literally, from the moment one game ends to the next, we get started on planning, and that's kind of you know, what I kind of mentioned earlier was we're not going to rest on our laurels. So we've really shifted things around, wanting to make sure it's an experience that we are highlighting the community, but also that it's something fun. Taking the players on their team event day, taking them to the beach this time, taking them to the aquarium that's down there and the fort. So they're getting a little bit of history. They're getting a little bit about the ecology of the area, and then they're getting to just have fun.
So. I know one thing that the town hangs its hat on is everybody thinks Mardi Gras in New Orleans, but Mardi Gras really started here in Mobile.
Yeah, it's kind of blasphemous to say Mardi Gras in New Orleans in Mobile, Alabama. But yes, yeah, we are very proud of Mardi Gras and what it is. It is a different atmosphere, I think, than what you get in New Orleans. It's more of a family atmosphere. But we love Mardi Gras, and I always joke that, you know, I've taken my kids to DC and they saw a parade up there and they were like, hey, what is this? Where's the moon pies? Where's the beads? Why is no one throwing me a stuffed animal? I don't understand. But it's just an experience. I mean, the amount of detail that goes into the floats, you even have a fire-breathing dragon. I mean, it's just, it's cool. It's an experience, and it's hard to explain. You got to come see it.
When you said they throw out moon pies, you should also have clarified, because you told me that back in 21, that they throw out moon pies. I was not expecting a box of moon pies to be thrown at me. I was expecting a singular moon pie.
Yeah, sometimes people, they get tired of having to open all those boxes. So you might get a whole box of moon pies thrown straight at your head.
I also, yesterday we were at the hotel talking with people there. It was her first parade a year ago. She said she got hit with a thing of frozen sausage.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious. Yes, the maskers do have a tendency to throw just about any and everything. But I equate that to being similar to like a St. Patrick's Day parade. You go to a traditional one, they're throwing carrots right. And lettuce at you. So, yeah, sure, we're going to throw whatever we can.
A few more moments here with Sherry Dial, Executive Director of the 68 Ventures Bowl. People may not know what 68 Ventures is up north. Tell the fan base who they are, how they came to be a part of this bowl.
Yeah, so we're still learning ourselves. It's a new sponsorship for us. I will say they are absolutely amazing, amazing to work with. We couldn't have asked for a better sponsor. They're... CEO Nathan Cox, they've been awesome, just downright awesome, but he has ties to the community and ties to the area, and they are kind of an umbrella company and have several other companies underneath them within real estate, construction, and just other aspects of that. But yeah, they've been absolutely great and great to deal with, great to work with. They're passionate about football.
The EMU football team looks to make a splash in the 68 Ventures Bowl against South Alabama. Be part of the excitement as pregame coverage begins December 23rd at 6:30 p.m. exclusively on 89.1 WEMU.
Joining me now, Tyson Acuff. One of the things you'll notice about Acuff this season, new hairdo.
New hairdo, man. I'm rocking with the low cut. Got the waves going.
It's so much more manageable.
Yeah, I think I look more mature.
You do look more mature.
Yeah.
Orlando Lovejoy went the other way. It's like a mop out there now. He said it was the Imani effect.
he's silly, man. Silly cat.
Tyson, what do you know about playing at this school and playing against the MAC that you didn't know when you got into this a year ago?
The competition is real. It's very real. When you're on that floor, you don't view others as, you're not scared of them, but it's real. Like they're right. They have that same aggression and that mentality to win by any means. So it's very fun to play against, but it also is very competitive for me battling against those type of teams and trying to manage my own team to. So that we can compete on that same level.
Did it take you by surprise a little bit? Like, woo, these guys come after you every game.
It definitely did. It definitely did.
You talk about managing a team. Mm-hmm. How much better are you at that this season than you were last year?
I view myself as I've taken at least 4 or 5 steps forward in that area, just about being more vocal, giving out, and as well as taking criticism from others on the floor. And it's all in out of love. You know, it's not out of spite. It's not out of hate for any of my teammates. We all have the same end goal, to win a MAC championship. So whatever it takes for us to get there, that's what I'm going to give and I'm going to take.
That's the thing when you talk about somebody giving you criticism. Mm-hmm. It's hard to learn that people care and they're trying to teach you. Is that a tough lesson to learn?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's definitely, especially when the message, it can be delivered all kind of ways. So when it's delivered in the, we're down 10 and it's delivered kind of hard because I want us to take that 10-point swing.
Right.
It could be looked at as I'm angry with you or you're the only one, you're the reason we're down 10. But it's never that. It's always, this is what we need. This is what you need to do. This is what I need to do in order for us to take the lead and get back in the game.
Do you feel this team understands that better? That this, all right, this is where Tyson's coming from on this. He's not just barking at us.
Yeah.
We're trying to all get better as a team.
Yeah, most definitely. I think I've built that relationship, and I'll continue building that relationship with all of the guys on the team outside of the basketball court so they know, like, okay, this is how he is all in his all-around life, not just on the court. So they get a pretty good understanding of that.
I was talking to PK Ketterhagen, mm-hmm. and he said, it struck me when he said, our season got cut short last year. I go, well, it didn't get cut short. You played the whole season. He goes, we didn't get to Cleveland. And so our season got cut short.
Definitely.
Were you stunned you didn't get to Cleveland? And can you ever see that happening again, not getting there?
I definitely don't vision us. I don't envision us not getting there. I want us to be there every single year. I'm not going to say it was shocking, but I was disappointed. That's mm-hmm. what I'll say. We had a slow start. I think our heads got big once we played against Michigan, and we mm-hmm. kind of used that as a measure up, and then we got hit in the mouth the game after that. So my parents always told me, never let your highs get you too high, never let your lows get you too low. I think last year we let one of our highs get us too high, so that was the kisser right there.
That's the thing. You guys played Michigan, played a great game mm-hmm. in Detroit, and I think a lot of people were thinking, all right, we just saw two NCAA tournament teams go at it here, and then it didn't work out that way. Mm-hmm. How is the makeup of this team different than a year ago? And I don't mean just the bodies on the floor, but I mean how you guys are together, collectively.
I think we understand that it's not a pretty, beautiful kind of game. It's a dirty, gritty game. You have to go in there and do some tough things that maybe you don't want to do, but that's what the team needs. You got to dive on the floor for the ball. You got to be able to take a charge for the team, go block a shot, go get that last rebound. It's not all about scoring and as much as what you're doing offensively, but, you know, just being bought into whatever the team needs, that's what I'll give.
You guys are flashing some new unis this year, too.
Oh, yeah, I'm loving it.
Do you like the new drip? Am I saying that right? Drip, right?
New drip. I love the way you said that. This new gray is it. I like this, man. I like this a lot.
It's the first time I've heard a team unanimously agree on a uniform. The grays, the favorite of the four color combinations? Because it's going to be black, green, ooh, white, gray.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough with the black. I love the black, though. There's so many different ways you can play the black, but it's close. I think I'll still take black first, and then this is close second. This gray is a close second.
Tyson Acuff, we love watching you play, man. Glad to have you here in Ipsy.
Man, I appreciate you.
All right, Tyson Acuff.
There's only one podcast in Washtenaw County that takes you inside the athletic department every single week. The Eastern Insider Podcast, your home for all things Eastern all the time. This has been another edition of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Eastern Insider Podcast, powered by Learfield. Tune in every Monday for new episodes all year long. And don't forget to visit emueagles.com/podcasts, SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, or your home smart device for all of our episodes on demand.